When I think about the future, I get really excited for my children. My daughter will be my age now in 2050. And I get excited about the opportunity for personal freedom and kind of a revolution of personal freedom again. Because I think what happens with the millennials today and the below younger than the millennials, their relationship to privacy is very different than our relationship to privacy. And the Internet of Things being, sensors being everywhere, they'll be able to personalize and control so much of what's happening in the world without having to go through traditional channels. They will really have, be more empowered for self-expression. And I think that's really exciting to be able to watch that and then to be able to have my kids be part of that. It's kind of like if you think about universal Wi-Fi right now and then your device. So you can really interact with anybody all over the world. But then say that's those sensors are in your clothes or even in your they have them now, you know, your wearables, and you can have it in your clothes. But there will be things that we wear that are also reading certain brain waves that we have. They can map certain thoughts or brain waves. And so we can turn things on and off with our mind. It sounds so crazy, but that technology is here. You know, they could read patterns and you could just apply a certain thing to it. So if you think about just walking around the city, no matter who you are, you can interact with a city park or a fruit tree. For educational resources, someone who is younger and grows at 2050 is a teenager. At that point, access to information that allows them to participate, crowdsourcing problems, solving problems, will allow them access regardless of where they're from. They could be in the same problem-solving group with people from MIT, even though they come from South Providence and their parents aren't of legal status. It doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter at that point. You can engage in these solutions in these environments because there's no restriction on entry.